By June, California must reduce its prison population in order to comply with a court ruling. The state is moving 23,000 non-serious, non-violent, and non-sex offenders out of state prisons and into county jails. Susan Burton is founder and executive director of the A New Way of Life Reentry Project in South Central LA. Burton is a former drug addict who cycles in and out of the criminal justice system for nearly 15 years. She now works with women returning home from incarceration, helping them transition back into society. What was the goal of realignment, and is it working?
Let me be really clear here. Department of Corrections is not participating in realignment because it's the just, humane, and right thing to do. They got their pantsuit off of them, and they're complying with a federal mandate. So the moral high ground that they need to rise to is just not there. And right here in Los Angeles County, what I'm seeing happening is the same travesty that happened on a state level beginning to happen on a county level. The political climate is focused on building police forces and jails, not addressing the causes of crime in communities, the causes, you know, be it substance abuse, be it crimes of property. So let me ask you, what do you do when you either have to buy groceries or pay the light bill? You might pay the light bill and then go try to shoplift some groceries, and instead of addressing these problems.
What are the most pressing psychological issues that you find women deal with when they come out of incarceration? And what types of services are available for them to receive treatment?
When you're released from prison or the county jails, you literally are downtown Los Angeles in an area that is concentrated with mental illness, drug addiction, homelessness, and sort of underground culture. And you're released back to that. You're released without ID, without Social Security card, without a safe and solid place to go to. And, you know, you're subject to so much negativity. It might subject a woman to succumb to whatever resources she has, which is right now herself, her body, you know, her mental faculties, you know, are the only resources. But how do you use your mental faculties in a place like Skid Row? If you don't have family, you don't have resources, you don't have connections, you're going to get in a cycle of more trauma, more disappointment.
There's a stigma in society that exists with people who have come out of the prison system. What would you want to say to an employer who is skeptical of hiring a formerly incarcerated person who maybe was in jail for one of these non-serious offenses? Yeah. What would you say to them?
My experience with formerly incarcerated people has been that they work the hardest, they show up, they've been very honest and trustworthy, and they're craving, they're hungry. They don't take job for granted. They realize that it's a real opportunity, and they rise to that opportunity. Say to an employer, don't continue to judge people on what's behind them. Look at what could be in front of them. Give a person an opportunity. If they have the skill set for the job, don't hold them hostage to the past. When we have served our time, why would we continue to be punished?
That was Susan Burton, founder and executive director of the A New Way of Life Reentry Project in South Central Los Angeles.